Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, I'd like to welcome to the show Bianca Collier. She is the program manager at Save the Children program. Hi, Bianca.
Hi, how are you?
Now, we've recently sent our very talented journalist Joe along to one of your extraordinary, or some of the extraordinary work you're doing in Bangladesh. How long has Save the Children actually been working in Bangladesh?
Save the Children as an organisation has been working there for, I think, 50 or so years. But in the particular area where she visited, we've been working for about 17 years.
And can you tell the listeners a little bit about that area, that specific area?
So it's a brothel town called Dalatia. So it's a residential brothel. So families actually live inside this area where there is sex actually being traded. The mothers encourage their daughters often to get involved. As they get older, they're less attractive to clients, and that's their only source of income. So they regularly recruit their children from as young as 8 to actually get involved in the trade.
And who are the clients?
A lot of them are lorry drivers, so it's on a major highway, and there's a port that is very close by to the brothel town, and so there's a lot of lorry drivers that stop in waiting to kind of pass through.
Sure. And tell me, what sort of work are you actually doing there?
So Save the Children is doing a variety of work, and over the years it's sort of shifted. We have got quite a focus on education. Previously, for the children of sex workers, there was very limited opportunities for them to seek education because the community wouldn't allow the children to attend the community schools. Mm. So we've got early childhood centres. We also have a primary school. And we've got some after-school activities as well for assistance with homework. We've also, some time ago, a need arose for mostly adolescent girls who were, by their mothers being encouraged to get involved in sex work, we set up a safe home. So that's a temporary kind of shelter for girls at risk of being recruited into sex work. Mm. And now we've also started to do quite a lot of work on the preventative side. So we're working with the communities, the mothers, the landladies, so the pimps, and also the government to educate them about protecting the children and preventing them from actually getting involved in sex work as children.
The actual workers there that are working for you, the Save the Children, are they locals or are they people that have come in out of Bangladesh?
All Bangladeshis.
Okay.
And so we also work through some local partners. So a lot of our staff, actually, a lot of the partner staff are ex-sex workers themselves. So they really understand the issue. They have faced the discrimination that these women face and, the children, the issues that the children encounter as well. Mm. So very much a strong understanding of the local situation.
Mm. Now, I know yourself, you've been there and visited that. How, when you go into that situation and, a city that is a brothel, how upsetting is it?
Yeah, it's awful. I think the thing to me that is really shocking is that you see young girls lining up along the streets of this town trading sex, and often you can tell that they are underage. So they, a lot of the time, are from 12 years old going. Mm. And then you see young children, like 2 or 3 years old, running in amongst all of this while men are walking down the street approaching these women. So these young children are seeing this awful scene from a very young age, and also seeing in their own houses their mothers with a number of different men coming in and out of their own home.
Mm. Listen, it's great to have you on the show. That feature is going to be in an upcoming edition of Mind Food. So, we are great fans of Save the Children and the work that you do around the globe. Thank you very much for being on the show today.
And thank you very much for your time.
That was Bianca Collier, the program manager of Save the Children Fund. They do great work out there in the community. And for more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.